RadioMD.com. A daily dose of Melanie means a daily dose of health. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Do you know people that get sick all the time and they're always telling you, oh, I'm sick, and you're like, geez, what's with your immune system? Or if it's you, you feel like you just catch every single cold your kids bring home. My guest today is Dr. Veronica Anderson. She's a no-nonsense, highly intuitive physician who's helped thousands of people focus on prevention rather than sick care. So Dr. Anderson, welcome to the show. Do some people just have a lowered immune system and they are just going to be more susceptible? Or is it the health practices? Maybe they don't wash their hands a lot. Maybe they don't keep their counters, you know, clean, take showers. I don't know. But are some people just more susceptible than others?
There are people that are just more susceptible, unfortunately. But let me tell you what makes people the most susceptible. And this is why we have to learn how to modulate this. Stress weakens your immune system. We all know this, but really it's rooted in science. When you're under a lot of stress, it causes a reaction in the cortisol pathway, and that weakens your immune system. Now, when I talk about stress, I'm talking about several different types of stress, both physical, chemical, and emotional stress. Most people say, I'm stressed. They mean the emotional stress, yes, but also realize there are the physical stresses, such as if you have an injury, but also chemical stresses, and we get a high level of chemical stress from our environment, and the biggest level of chemical stress that we get today is in our food. We take in 35 tons of food during our lifetime. So think that every day you're putting stress on your body from any food that you eat because it is foreign to your body, but when it has the added chemicals and the colors and the hormones and the pesticides and all those other additives in the food, it makes it even more stressful to your body and weakens your immune system.
I completely agree. Stress and cortisol levels play havoc on our systems. They really, really do. And now we're seeing also so many immune deficiency diseases, lupus and MS and Crohn's and all of these things. And some people say it's, you know, the paradox that we're over-sanitizing our system, and yet we still seem susceptible to colds and flus and things. So what are some all-natural ways? You mentioned stress. So reducing our stress level, yoga, meditation, exercise. What other ways can we build up our immune system?
Okay, so I have several ways that I tell people to do it from a natural standpoint. And let me just mention a couple of other key factors that people have to think about. One, you could have a broken digestive system, and your digestive system, we now know, holds 80 to 90% of your immune response. And the other is vitamin D. People think vitamin C and zinc are the biggies, but it's really vitamin D. We know that it's a big immune modulator, and there are a lot of people who are deficient in it. You need to get it up. So what do I recommend to people? First, chicken soup is great, but it's not the chicken that's great, and you want to keep out the pasta in it. You want to do bone broth, chicken soup with the bones in it. Cook it with garlic and onions, which are natural antibiotics. And bone broth like this has been shown to boost your immune system. So grandma was actually right that chicken soup is good. Just modify it and don't put any pasta in it because, yes, it's true, gluten is a problem with everybody's immune system. If you haven't had a reaction to gluten, it's just because you haven't been around it long enough. Number two.
Wait. Let me just stop you a second. Pasta? I'm a Jewish girl. Who puts pasta in their chicken soup anyway? Really? You don't put pasta? You put carrots, and you put carrots and onions and things in there, and maybe a matzo ball or two. But, okay, that's I guess, a little bit of a carbohydrate, maybe similar to pasta. Chicken noodle soup. Okay, I get it. Forget it. Keep going.
Yes. Sorry.
You got me there. I wasn't even thinking of chicken noodle soup, but go on.
But to keep those matzo balls out too, because they'll do the same thing to you. Sorry.
No, it's all right.
apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar is, people have heard about it, get the unfiltered organic type, 2 tablespoons a day. You can add it into your salad, you can add it into drinks, but apple cider vinegar has been shown to reduce sore throats and sinus issues in research, but also has the added benefit to weight loss and lower blood sugar. And so apple cider vinegar, another immune booster, cleans out your digestive tract, and use it on a regular basis. In the same vein as far as your digestive system, probiotics and even what's called prebiotics. Before you get to the probiotics, there's the prebiotic. Why probiotics? You've heard about these for everything. I just started by saying the immune system is mostly in your digestive tract. If your digestive tract is broken and it has the wrong types of bacteria in it, it doesn't have the health-promoting bacteria in it, you're going to get all types of illnesses more than other people, and that includes colds and flus. Now, here's another nugget that especially parents need to know. Your child gets their immune system when they pass through the vaginal canal. So if your child was born by a cesarean section, then off the bat, they're going to have a weaker immune system. But the good news is we know that if we give probiotics, that probiotics can repair that digestive system and boost the immune system. Hence, all the people with all the allergies and things like that, probiotics are something that will help in those types of issues. Now
there's a lot of probiotics. I want you to give another one, and we only have 2 minutes or so left, but just quickly, there's so many probiotics on the market. There's liquids, chewables, tablets, capsules, refrigerated ones, non-refrigerated ones, billions, this. How do you know what to pick?
Oh, gosh, that's very tough. Well, first,
and it's a whole show by itself, but just give us your best advice.
The first is make sure there's not a lot of fillers in it. You want to make sure you're getting the lactobacillus, the bacteroides, and I recommend to people 30 to 50 billion colonies there.
That's funny. Okay, so go on. Give us another one. When you hear billions of colonies of good bacteria going into your system, people go, really? But that's true, and it is what we need to make that good flora. So give us another one for our immune system.
Okay, so here's the clincher that I love. I'm trained in this, and I'm like, this is wonderful. Homeopathics. Oxalocoxinium is great. If you feel something coming on, that little sore throat, that... Take oxalocoxinium 3 times a day. You can get it over the counter. And if you're a person that gets a reaction to flu vaccines, if you decide to take it, there is a homeopathic for there. Nothing in conventional medicine does this. Influenzinum is a homeopathic to help people who have reactions to vaccine. So keep homeopathics in your toolkit. They don't interact with any other medications. They gently push your body back in balance. And when you feel something coming on, those of us who know about homeopathics carry this in our wallet all of the time. Oxalocoxinium.
Oxalocoxinium, there's a mouthful. And I've tried airborne. I mean, I kind of firmly believe in it because when I am just that close to getting a cold, I start with the sore throat, the roof of my mouth. I know exactly the progression of my particular illness, and it usually knocks it right out. So that's great. Now we have 30 seconds left. Best advice on your website.
Best advice, my website, drveronica.com. And my best advice is what Hippocrates said, let your food be your medicine. And so I gave all types of things that can be taken by mouth that are easy, that some are in the food, boost your vitamin D. But drveronica.com, you can find me and ask me questions about this. Happy to help.
Thank you so much. It's drveronica.com. Vitamin D and probiotics and reducing your stress level and oxalocoxinium. These are great things to help boost your immune system. Great way to wrap it up. This is Melanie Coles, Health Radio. You can listen every Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern on RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio, or the TuneIn app. I don't have it, but you might, so it's a great way to listen to it. Thanks for listening and stay well.